The Office of the Auditor General of Barbados has done two special audits of this country's liaison offices in Canada and the United States, and it has found that essentially Barbados is not getting value for money from either of them. It says that the ministry needs to review their operations and determine how they can best be restructured to better serve the country's interests. On the Canadian program, the Auditor General notes that the Barbados Liaison Service office there has been facilitating work opportunities for Barbadian workers for over 50 years under two programs. One of them is the Seasonal Agriculture Workers Program, and the other is for non-agricultural workers, called the Temporary Foreign Workers Program. While it costs government some $3.2 million Barbados dollars to run that office in Canada over the period under review, the number of Barbadian workers recruited under the Seasonal Agriculture Workers Program has steadily declined since the high point of 1,032 in 1989. The report goes on to say that based on the information provided, an average of 162 workers participated in the program annually during the review period. It further observes that while other countries, Jamaica and Mexico in particular, were increasing the number of jobs for their nationals, the opposite was happening for Barbados, and it is essential that the relevant analysis be undertaken to determine the reason for this decline and to plot strategy to improve the recruitment position where possible. In Canada, there is also the Temporary Foreign Workers Program, as we told you earlier. That allows Canadian employers to hire foreign workers to fill temporary jobs once unemployment is below 6%. That program was suspended for 3 years between 2014 and 2017 because the unemployment rate was above the 6% stipulated by the Canadian authorities. But between 2017 and 2019, only 52 Bajan workers found employment at hotels in Canada under this program. And Barbados has had a low participation rate that indicates that the full employment generating potential of the program has not been realized. The Auditor General's report is urging that the Liaison Service Office in Canada should implement new strategies to reach potential employers, and this should include use of the electronic media. It also needs to broaden the base of recruitment areas. As it relates to the Barbados Liaison Service Office in the United States, this one has responsibility for facilitating recruitment of Barbadian workers in a number of visa programs there. But here again, while it cost the taxpayers nearly $2 million to run this office in the period under review, it failed to produce the expected results. One of its tasks is the recruitment of non-skilled workers. In this regard, its best year was 2007, when it found work for 191 Barbadians. However, the report notes that in the six-year period from 2014 to 2020, no workers were employed through the liaison office in the USA. And this was in spite of various efforts made by that office to jumpstart the program. The Ministry of Labour even paid a consultant in the financial year 2016-2017 to review the issues facing the office in the recruitment process and sourcing prospective employers, but this had no impact on any additional recruitment for workers in the program. Nor was there evidence that the office was able to find work under a range of other programs in the United States, while people from other countries did much better. On this score, the Auditor General's report says that if necessary, the Ministry of Labour should intervene to ensure that the office takes advantage of the opportunities under all programs. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.